Renovating Cool Season Lawns. This podcast was developed and is presented by Mike Goldley, Extension Turfgrass Specialist at Virginia Tech. Much of the state of Virginia dealt with moderate to severe drought for most of the summer of 2007, and many places the drought continues now into the fall. Some cool season lawns have been dormant for weeks now, and until they receive ample rain, one won't be able to distinguish dormant turf from dead. This weather pattern has convinced numerous homeowners from Richmond and to the east that perhaps warm season grasses, things such as Bermuda grass, Zoysia, centipede, and St. Augustine grass, really do have a place in a Virginia lawn. However, given their better tolerance to heat and drought, even some of these warm season grasses have shown signs of moisture stress and have entered dormancy. Still, the poorest quality warm season lawns I've seen this year on my travels around the state are far superior to any non-irrigated cool season lawns that I've been asked to examine. Weeks of record heat and extended drought have taken their toll on much of our landscape, and the effects on all of our plant materials, that's lawns, trees, shrubs, and other ornamentals alike, will probably show the effects of this summer for months to come. What should we be thinking about regarding the renovation of cool season lawns when, or maybe if, the weather pattern finally breaks? Here are some thoughts for you to consider as you plot your recovery plan. First of all, how much renovation is actually required? If you have just a few spots around the lawn, concentrate solely on them, using a heavy garden rake to loosen the dead plant debris and disturb the soil surface prior to seeding. While you won't likely be calibrating a spreader for such a small area to seed, don't bury the soil in seed. Too heavy of a planting rate exaggerates disease pressure for the new seedlings. Apply fertilizer according to a standard fall fertility program. We usually recommend the SON program, that is S-O-N, standing for September, October, and November, when up to 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet per month is recommended. We'll see a little bit more about this in just a minute. Keep any new seeding moist, but not saturated with your irrigation water, and don't forget that sod in these problem areas is also a great option. If significant lawn renovation seems to be a problem for you just about every year, or you're simply ready for a change in your cool season lawn grass, then perhaps the low quality lawn that you have now justifies this as an opportunity to switch to a better adapted grass or variety for your situation. Most likely the loss of turf this year has been due to the heat and drought, but it'd be a good idea to check your soil by testing if you have not done so in the past 3 years. In my mind, if you consistently lose more than 50% of your lawn due to summer stress on a regular basis, then there must be an issue in your grass selection. For those of you in the southern Piedmont and Tidewater regions, it might be time to walk away from the cool season grass and plant a warm season turf next spring, or sod it. Even now, that will still work. Consider starting over again by applying a non-selective herbicide, something like glyphosate or glufosinate, to control all the vegetation in the lawn and plan on seeding or sodding the entire area. It will be beneficial to perform some type of soil surface disruption, perhaps that's a vertical mowing or a core aeration event, to improve soil-to-seed contact. But complete tillage is usually not necessary for seeding events if you're satisfied with the slope of your lawn. For sod installations, a light tillage to remove the organic layer in the surface would be desirable. Also consider that moderate to extensive renovation affords you the opportunity to make improvements in any surface or subsurface drainage issues you might face, and it's a great time to install an in-ground irrigation system or some wiring for more outdoor lighting. You can find plenty of details on preparation and establishment practices in the attached Virginia Cooperative Extension publication, Fall Lawn Care. We mentioned core aeration just a moment ago as part of a renovation program. This is a great tool to improve turf establishment, but remember that the soil must be reasonably moist to aerate, otherwise your coring machine will simply bounce around the surface and you'll probably end up breaking a large percentage of the coring tines. Is there an easy way to know when a soil needs aeration? I say give it the screwdriver test. If you can push the business end of a flathead or Phillips head screwdriver 3 inches into a moist soil using only the force of your thumb, then coring is probably not required. If my soil passes a screwdriver test, can it still benefit from a core aeration event? The answer is sure. Coring stimulates soil microbial populations, organic matter decomposition, and the oxygen that is imparted to the soil further enhances the health and function of your turfgrass root system. It's also a great soil preparation technique for moving lime, fertilizer, seed, or compost applications into the soil. Now let's talk a little bit more about fall fertility. There's no point in applying fertilizer to a dormant lawn. It presents a possible environmental hazard and is simply a waste of money. So if you still haven't received significant rain to promote turf recovery, don't apply fertilizer just because of what the calendar says. The September, October, November timing program very likely won't work for cool season turf grasses this year. We might need to push our first fall application back 2 to 4 weeks from normal until we get some active turf growth. But when your turf does show some signs of life following fall rains, help it out by feeding it this fall. Your lawn will benefit not only now, but next spring as well. And what about weed control? For many of us, about the only thing that's done well in our cool season lawns this summer has been crabgrass. There is still an opportunity to control crabgrass with the herbicide Quinclorac. The trade name is Drive, D-R-I-V-E. This is a product that can be used by homeowners, but it has very little impact on any fall seeding, so that's a good thing. You might want to make it a specialty product that you put on your lawn, but you're likely not going to find it at a big box retailer. You're going to have to go to a more specialty turf supply store. However, is its application always justified? For most of us, I'm going to say no. Remember that crabgrass is going to die with the first killing frost. I think I'd rather core cultivate and apply more desirable grass seed to fill in the voids that will be left behind by the dying crabgrass. And are you still going to have some weeds? Most definitely. Remember that weeds beget weeds. What I mean is that as one weed dies, it usually creates a space for another one to move in. This cycle occurs every year with the fall decline of crabgrass, goosegrass, foxtail, and so forth, only to be replaced in your lawn by annual bluegrass, sometimes called poa, chickweed, henbit, a whole host of other winter annual weeds. Then everything starts all over again next spring with the death of the winter annuals, followed by the emergence of all the summer annuals. The best way to manage weeds in any lawn is through the establishment and maintenance of a dense turf. That's achieved by proper seeding, fertility, mowing, and so forth. You can help break the cycle with chemistry by choosing the appropriate herbicides. As previously mentioned, your choices in herbicides for fall applications can be severely restricted if you're going to seed. If you have a reasonably thick turf canopy that you can restore primarily through sound fertility irrigation mowing programs, then you might want to use a standard pre-emergent herbicide, the same type of products used for spring crabgrass treatments, for your winter annual weed control. Or you might choose to wait and see just how many winter weeds emerge in your lawn and plan on treating them in a few weeks when they're still very young and actively growing later this fall. Again, just be sure that if you're doing any fall seeding, that the chemistry you choose to use is safe for new seedlings. Complete information on what's available in pest control products for use in the lawn and landscape can be found in the Virginia Tech Pest Management Guide. You can access that by simply typing PMG, Pest Management Guide, on the VT homepage, www.vt.edu. I hope this podcast has provided you the information required to restore your lawn to a level that enhances both its appearance and functionality. For further information on lawn care in your area, be sure to contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office.